The Anchorage School District's proposed $770 million budget for next year includes 24 new teaching positions. It's a drastic change from previous year's cuts and this year's initial feared shortfall. KSKA's Ann Hillman has the details.
Superintendent Ed Graff presented the proposed 2015-2016 budget to the school board on Monday. He says the administration is focused on putting money toward improving student engagement and maintaining small class sizes. And the decision to hire more teachers is in response to community input.
So we took a lot of time working with staff, talking to the community principals about what their values were and what they needed to make that happen. And it came out repeatedly that class size and maintaining stability in our schools was a priority.
Graff says overall enrollment is expected to drop by about 200 students, though elementary school enrollment will increase slightly. But he says the district will need to hire more teachers for all levels in order to maintain small class sizes for the lower grades and to prevent secondary school teachers from being relocated to other schools. Graff says the budget does not account for the governor's proposed cuts to education funding, which could reduce the district's revenue by up to $12 million in state and local funds.
We developed our 15-16 year budget based on what's in statute.
That means they're basing the budget on the revenue promised by last year's education funding bill, HB 278. The bill includes both an increase in base student allocation and special one-time funds that are currently being used for programs like literacy coaching and preschool. Graff says the district will know the impact of the governor's proposed cuts as the legislative session moves forward. The district will save money by cutting 4 administrative positions and spending less on fuel and broadband costs. The district will also redirect $17 million of this year's unexpected fund balance to next year's budget. That will close most of the originally expected budget gap. A $2.8 million gap remains. Andy Holloman with the Anchorage Education Association says the proposal to hire more classroom teachers will help everyone and increase morale.
What they're doing is, I think, hitting some of the really large classes and bringing them down. And so that helps everything go further. And we think a highly qualified teacher in a reasonably sized classroom probably is the best use of money.
But Holloman says he doesn't think the district will necessarily be able to hire those new teachers or retain the current ones.
Things are kind of tough right now. We've had a lot of programs go away. We've had a lot of TAs go away. Middle school elective teachers have lost team planning time. And in a lot of cases, they picked up a lot of students that they see every day. And so the upshot from all that is it's still difficult and kind of grim, but finding out that it's not going to get appreciably worse is always better.
He says he thinks many teachers will leave Anchorage for the lower 48. The proposed budget also includes money for technology and curriculum upgrades. The school board will take public testimony and discuss the budget on Monday, February 2nd. They'll continue the conversation and vote on the final version on Thursday, February 19th. It will then go to the Anchorage Assembly for approval. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.